Question from Rambhadra Priya Prabhu. The Bhagavatam states that those who have broken that the spiritual world can be attained only by those who have not broken the vrata of Brahmacharya. So what about those devotees, those who are householders or those Brahmacharis who may have broken this vrata before they became Brahmacharis? Can they not attain the spiritual world? Answer: every verse has to be understood in its context, and on the topic we have to see other things that have been said to gain a conclusive understanding. Now, the point of this verse is a glorification of the various destinations in this world with respect to who will attain them and what qualification is required. So that progression comes over here: these people will go here, these people will go here, like that. So now, if we look at the overall description of the spiritual world that is given, the point is that everybody is centered on loving Krishna. And the development of love of Krishna is the primary characteristic of one who will attain the kingdom of God. And Krishna also says that antakale cha mameva svaran muktva kalevaram, that we should at the end of our life remember Krishna. And ante narayana smriti, the Bhagavatam itself is said in the same canto, that the purpose of all our spiritual practices is to remember Narayan at the end of our life. So the central characteristic of those in the kingdom of God are they are always remembering Narayan, and they have to remember Narayan, and that's why we need to remember Narayan at the moment of death, and accordingly cultivate his remembrance throughout our life. So sex is the greatest distraction from remembrance of God, because sex promises so much pleasure that mind gets captivated by it and we get distracted from remembrance of God. So certainly we have to have our consciousness focused on Krishna if you want to go back to God. So it's not that a person has to follow a vrata lifelong of celibacy to be able to go back to Godhead. No, if that were required, then there are so many saintly devotees who have been described in scripture as having gone back to Godhead. We see that Dhruva Maharaj, he had children. It is described he went back to Godhead. Pruthu, he had children. He is described that he also went back to Godhead. So that will be described in just two cantos later, in the fourth canto. So if this verse were like an absolute criteria, then the Bhagavatam would be self-contradictory. But the point is that when one, to ultimately attain the kingdom of God, one has to focus on God, and for that one has to resolutely reject the distractions which take away our focus from God. And the primary of those distractions is the distraction of sex. So that determination to give up sex has to be there for a person who is to attain kingdom of God. But that does not mean that one has to practice it lifelong. But overall, one has to slowly decrease the obsession with sex till that is no longer a distraction and the focus is on Krishna. Then when one is focused on Krishna like this, then one will attain Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.